Daily Talk Show, episode 408.
What's going on, guys? Happy Monday.
Peanut butter weekend.
Oh, I'm feeling sick because I just, if you're listening to this on today's day, which is Monday the
29th of July.
Yeah.
2:20 p.m.
Go to our Instagram because I put up an Insta story. 3D deal. I mean, there's a couple of things. I actually forgot something from last Monday's show that I wanted to bring up.
Is it a blame Monday?
Well, it potentially it had the opportunity.
Sound like it
is. Had the potential for it not to be a blame, but now it is a blame.
Okay,
so 3D deal. You bought some peanut butter. There's been a lot of peanut butter talk around Australia because Woolworths are doing a special, which they do every couple of months or every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And is it really an Australian?
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a big thing.
Yes, it is, dude. You fucking idiot.
Why is it a big thing?
Molly up in Queensland, all over it. So we've got.
So the Gronk squad's into it.
Yeah.
The Gronk squad. No, I just think if you eat peanut butter, there's a brand that's epic, but it's expensive and it goes half price. Mm-hmm. And Mr. 97 bought 6 kilograms. I mean, why are you even pushing back on this? You're the guy that bought half of their stock.
Yeah. Well, the store was done after I finished. Like, I actually took all of the things off the shelf.
Did they say anything? I've done that with Morro bars before.
No, I went through self-checkout to make sure they didn't say anything.
Really? You're a bit self-conscious?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Self-conscious checkout.
Were you thinking about people looking at you? Like,
no, because I was distracted because I had my AirPods in and I was listening to music. So that was sort of like pushing everyone else who was potentially looking at me out of my head.
So. All right. So 3D Dill ended up buying a jar and then using – what did you use?
Used Tim Tams.
And, I mean, you didn't use Tim Tams. You bought Tim Tams. Yes. And you used it to scoop out peanut butter.
Isn't it like healthy peanut butter too? Like, I guess that's...
Well, healthy peanut butter just meaning no added ingredients, no shit,
is
no sugar.
Is it good?
Yeah.
No sugar.
It's
no
5-star health rating.
Well, it's got no added sugar.
It's got no added... It's just peanuts and a bit of salt.
Because there was different versions.
Yeah, anyway. There's one's just like a dark roast.
Because that's what I bought three because I couldn't allow you guys to just have the...
I bought three. You then bought three. Mason bought six.
Which one did you buy?
I got the dark roast plus the other crunchy. You're an absolute animal if you eat smooth.
Who are you? Is that the
right
dark one?
Roasted. That's lovely. Molly's favourite one. Up in the Gold Coast. Anyway, 3D deal. You ate a family-sized packet of Tim Tams and a whole jar of that peanut butter by scooping it out. This kid is an absolute freak.
Yeah, I am.
You're an absolute freak. Last weekend, I came in because I was just like, I needed to do a bit of a tidy in the office. I wanted to buy a dish rack so we could put our dishes up. I just got to the point I just needed to do it and Bodie and I wanted to come in. Anyway.
Did you do the toilet seat?
I didn't do the toilet seat. Left that.
Why?
For you. Left it for you.
But you are the self-proclaimed handyman.
I'm not self-proclaimed, mate. You know it.
Yeah.
So it's not self-proclaimed if you
If we all know that you're the handyman.
Yeah.
I think the toilet seat requires some screws.
I'm actually going to throw this over to Dill because Dill's quite fucking handy too. He's got his finger back. His thumb's grown back.
Yep.
I bought a whole bunch of like these Oreo things, these Oreo coated in Cadbury.
So is the point the 3D deal should have done it?
It will get there. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do a bit of a test. See if I can I'll just leave them on the bench over there.
Oreo.
These chocolate – I saw them. They were on special. There were these chocolate Oreos like dipped in Cadbury chocolate. That was sick. And I had a bunch. That was so fucking good. And I left a bunch over there on the bench and thought, I'm just going to leave these here, see if we'll get anyone. And I forgot because they had been taken. And who took them?
Definitely 3D deal.
Me.
How many did you have?
There was two there and I ate the two that were there.
I mean, I positioned them just on the desk. I didn't put them up in the cupboard. I positioned them on the desk. Like, is that an invitation to eat them? 3D deal?
I think that...
Are you coming into his rescue? I ask him a question. Are you 3D deal?
No, I'm coming to his defense because there's a lot of things going on between 97 eating your avocado, which...
I know, I gave it to him.
But then you kept talking about it for days.
No, I didn't.
You said, man, have the avocado if you want. And then like 2 days later, you're like, what are you going to give me for the avocado?
I said, I'm calling in the debt. And he said, I got the nuts. I said, no problem. Good trade.
No, but it wasn't like that initially.
That's all it was. That's all it was. It was on the same day, dude. I think you're blending days.
No, it was across, I think it was like a day later or something, but yeah.
No.
I think you're getting mixed up here.
No, a day later.
dude, bro.
A day later that I called in the favour.
Yeah, that's what I
gave him. Yeah. But I gave him the avocado and then that was it. I didn't string the barter across multiple days.
Yeah, no, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, dude.
No, because when I started fucking talking about it, the point is, Dill's a gronk for eating my fucking Oreos. He's gonna be fixing the toilet for us boys, and you're an absolute flog.
But no. To be fair, you left them.
But did it have a label on it?
No.
Did it say this is for Dill?
No.
What did
but
it say?
Also,
was there nothing. Any? So was it a gronk move?
No, but it's also a communal office, and I figured Josh doesn't need them. Mason won't eat them.
Josh doesn't need them. The amount of times I've heard that in my life.
I didn't know we were fucking. This was a halfway house.
Yeah, I didn't
communal. Yeah.
Thank you, Dill, for taking them away because I can't control my own fucking. But just very quickly on the avocado thing, I just want to understand. You're saying that.
No, you just said it. You made it sound like I was stringing this, like, what do you got for me across 2 days? I gave it to him and then that was it. And then a day later, I was a bit hungry. I was like, you know how I gave you that avocado? Like, I was just fucking around. I'd ask you for food anyway, even if I hadn't given you something.
Yeah.
And this kid, these kids around here, it's like they've done sport that morning and they just need to be fed like boys. I want toast.
They're going through puberty.
It's like they're going through puberty.
But the thing is, I feel like the way that it played out was that he was offering different things and you're like, nah, it needs to be more. I feel like there was something before the nuts that you had said no to based on the trade of the
that was the first thing he said and I was like, oh, that's a fucking good deal. Nuts, avocado for nuts in the same sort of fatty range.
Yeah.
And then he
had a curry that you were getting into, mate. Fucking the guy who hasn't cooked in his life.
It was delicious, by the way.
Calling out us for having a little barter off. Far out. Anyway, at the supermarket last night, so at Woolworths, they're doing the little toys. So they come out with these fucking promo things.
I've got so many. Do you want them?
Yeah,
because Brie was oh, maybe Bodhi wants them.
So I haven't taken the other ones, these other little dumb gronky toys that would sit in your front thing. But these are Lion King ones.
Yeah.
And Bodhi loves them. And they're like little
rubbery. Has he seen the new Lion King yet?
He hasn't seen the Lion King. He's seen trailers and stuff. But he loves the little toys. Anyway, they're like hot property. Last night at the supermarket.
I got like 15 of them. Yes. Like
there was
a guy
with a fanny pack. Like one of the dudes at the self-checkout, just like cruising around. He was like the dealer. He looked like a dealer because he had them all in his bum bag over the front. You want some? You want some? Yeah. And he'd come over and fucking give them out to people who were doing big shops.
Do you know what annoys the fuck out of me about this? There's this, the whole push of plastics. Like we can't have which I agree with, whatever. Like it's good. Like we need to be doing good stuff for the environment. But it feels like they transitioned from like whatever money they were spending on the plastic bags, they're now putting into making plastic figurines.
I know. Amy was talking to her sister about this yesterday. I didn't really want to get involved in the conversation, but I overheard it. Look it up. Woolworths toys recyclable. So it was like you bring them back and they're going to use – they can recycle that specific thing for something else. But here's the problem. It's like 7-Eleven, the Gronks, virtuing that they do a give back and we're going to recycle these cups. Mm-hmm. You got to go into store. You got to put it into this small, tiny little bin. Mm-hmm. Like 7-Eleven, when I made that video sort of outing them, were saying, and you should be recycling cups. Like they even fucking – they went on the virtue, the back foot, and were like, but you should be recycling cups and all
what
this
do you
shit.
Mean?
I don't know. They were like commenting back to what I had posted, like, and they were trying to get a bit sort of smart about like, but you should be focusing on recycling. And I went to their store and I videoed. I was like, here's why you don't fucking recycle them. And I like panned up on the cup recycle and they're coming out. Other people had brought in different cups from other shops and whacked them in. You could get about 100 cups.
It doesn't really work, does it?
It's like, and so these companies, like, they have to be seen to be noting that they will do and put in effort to recycle. Is there anything there?
Yeah, so they take them back and they're recycled into outdoor products like fences and stuff.
But who's taking them back? Here's the problem.
Woolies. You have to take them back to Woolies.
Oh, yeah, but my kid so has bitten
them.
Three of it and I put it into the bin. Like that, I'm saying this is what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You end up throwing this shit out or it'll be at a garage sale in 2 years.
I got confused between the coffee cup story and that.
Well, I was checking back in. I was checking back in with Mr. 97.
No, I completely
understand. We're fast thinkers around here, mate.
It's all happening.
Keep it fast. Well,
how was everyone's weekend?
Yeah, Bodie smashed his face on the concrete.
I know why, because he's going down fucking hills that are too big.
No, baby versus baby. It's going to happen. But just because you're embarrassed that you can't do what Bodie can do,
I've sorted out my wheel on my bike. I put that on.
It wasn't even on a steep bit. He was on the flat and he fell over. Like, this is the thing. He fell over in the flat, smashed his face, bleeding all out his mouth. Oh. And I was like, come on, let's go home. And he's like, no, I want to stay. So he's crying. He's just like a bit hurt, but he's like, I want to stay. And I said, all right, suck it in. Like, suck the blood in. And he just, and he goes. And then we're like, all right, great. And he got back to it.
Are you proud? Is there an active effort to create a tough kid, do you think?
It's not even tough. Like, I wanted to take him home because he was bleeding and his lip was swollen. And he wanted to stay. I think when you have a child that has no fear, I mean, I love it because it was who I was as a kid. And so I'm seeing myself. Like, I was at that same skate park that I took Bodie to over the weekend. Majority of my childhood, I'd spend 8 hours a day there.
Do you reckon are their parents, I have no idea or sense of this, would parents look at what Bodie's doing and be like, this is crazy, he shouldn't be doing that?
Josh Atkinson and Molly, Josh, he's been messaging me, what bike did you get him? And so I'm sending him photos of Bodie's bike. Then he went and bought his little boy a bike over the weekend.
Oh, cute.
So he's out. So
there's no one, is there anyone who has actively been like, isn't that a bit high for a little boy?
Nah. I think people are impressed. People are blown away by him dropping in.
Do you think that he could be, is it like Tiger Woods territory? Are you developing him to be able to do better flips?
Look, I want him to be, I think kids, you want them to be across, I want my children, if they want to be, but I'll always encourage. Like, we are we are leading by example. So if he can understand his balance, he'll be the opposite of you when he's older.
Sure, I agree with that.
Like, I think this shit's too hard to learn. Like, you to learn surfing and be good at it now is so much harder.
You haven't seen me
surf. So much harder. So much harder as you're an adult.
I can surf.
Snowboarding. Like, so if you can get the foundation, like bike riding, skateboarding and rollerblading, you can get those three down.
Rollerblading I'm good at.
You can do most things. Like, you can ski, you know, you can pick up things much easier. So, but trying to find your center of gravity as an adult, it's much taller, it's much higher.
You're going to teach him to code as well?
Oh, definitely. Into computers and, but I see, like, it's, he woke up this morning and we gave him a movie last night. In Despicable Me? Despicable Me? Yeah.
What do you mean you gave him a movie?
We gave him, he was allowed to watch a movie, and that's rare. And so he was in bed and he was loving it, just watching it by himself, fucking loving it.
What was he watching it on?
On a laptop. And so, but he goes feral once you turn it off, which is bad. So you can see how the easy thing, because he woke up this morning and said, movie. It's like
he woke up saying that.
And you could just put him in front of it from the get-go and he would be fine. He would stop screaming. But getting him outside, he just loves as much as the movie, but it just requires effort, right? And so the easy thing's the movie. The hard thing is the time giving, you know, that I have to give, which isn't hard because I love it.
Yeah.
But you could see how it can just become fucking annoying. So you do the easy thing. So I think getting him outdoors is what I want. I had a childhood growing up outdoors. It was sick.
Yeah. No, I think outdoors is awesome. Mm. The idea of having a TV in your room, I was literally thinking about that last night.
You don't need it. Do you want one?
Yeah, I was thinking it'd be fun.
I'd have one in my room. If I had a huge house that was built for it, like, actually, you don't need it. Nah, because then you just, actually, nah, I love watching Netflix in bed.
It'd be great.
It's sick.
I reckon I'd be able to fit in so much more Netflix.
I don't think that's ideal for your life.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I think that you could then fall asleep when you're ready.
You don't need that. You don't want
to. I used to have Rove Live playing and I'd put it on a timer, 90 minutes. The TV would turn off in 90 minutes.
Oh, I had that on my TV. Yeah, that was big, the turn-off time. Yeah, that's sick.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
But the
you don't need this shit. I mean, we talked about it over the weekend. You don't need more screen time, bro.
No.
You need to reconnect with your fucking...
Yeah, I went on for a walk.
You're saying you went for a walk?
Where did you go, 3D Deal?
This weekend I went out to Geelong actually to visit a lady that I met on the airplane from Vancouver to Melbourne. We were stranded in Vancouver Airport together. Her name's Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I spent the weekend with her and her family, her husband Dave, and then her two daughters, Piper and Daphne, which are
the cutest
little animals in the world.
Are they both Aussie?
The
parents? Piper and Daphne. He just got pissed all weekend, he told me.
Yeah, really?
It sounds fucking sick. We're sounded drunk. Great.
We went wine tasting, really? Went down to Bell's Beach.
Right, is that why you called me cutie in a text message?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
He said...
it's feeling a bit fruity.
He said...
loving it.
But I wrote back with the same... The funny thing is when someone sends you that on a Saturday night and then you don't get back till like the next day.
Yeah.
But I still want to bring the same level of intensity. But there was because he said, "Hey cutie, just remembered I got this message from Telstra and I think you helped me fix it last time. No rush for it though, sleep tight, kiss kiss." And then I said, my mind just said, "Hey homie, I'll pay that now, stand by, kiss."
I was still pissed in the morning too. Like, I was still drunk.
How many beers did you have?
It was a beers. You had beers.
Beers and wine.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many glasses of wine. Maybe 6 or 7 beers over the, like 3 in the evening and then nice. 3 the next day.
What happens when you drink? What are you doing?
I get really sleepy.
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm drunk on. If it's liquor, if it's vodka or tequila, then I lose my mind. But wine.
I've never had tequila, I don't think.
You haven't had tequila?
Da 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 da.
Tequila. Yeah, it's I'm glad I don't have hangovers anymore. We did little kickers yesterday. Bodie going to soccer
on Sunday
with his mate. Yeah, yeah. It changed to Sunday.
Better for you or no?
Nah, I don't really like it. Sunday, I'd rather just
Sunday. You want to sort of be? I'm trying to dial that in at the moment. What do you do for Saturdays and what do you do for Sundays?
Mm. So anyway, the parents of Bodie's friend who goes were hungover. You just know the telltale, like they told us, but you just can see it in them. Like you just, everything's just slight struggle.
How do you, because I was wondering, I've been getting into the wine and if I have two glasses, like if I fill up two of the glasses, like how I would, it's probably like half a bottle maybe.
Depends on what size your glass is.
Well, it's big glass.
You can get two glasses, you can get a whole bottle into these days. Really? In some big ones. Like there's some of the big dumb glasses. It's like, I don't know.
Novelty?
They're dumb. They're just like big. You're not even meant to fill them. You're just meant to put a little bit so you can sort of swish them around. Yeah. It goes right up the sides and so coats it.
I mean, what's the – I'm curious as to – like I'm having wine to the point where I don't have hangovers, but I'm definitely like tipsy, like I'm sort of stumbling. Maybe not stumbling. Stumbling sounds. If you stumble, but like you're standing, but you're like, whoa.
Nah, you haven't. You're not drunk. You're not.
That's not drunk.
Nah.
What would 0.05 be? I wonder.
You have two glasses, but you should. Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be stumbling if you're on
fucking 0.05. Expensive. So I've been getting it from our place, like just the bottle or whatever
the
downstairs.
Dan Murphy's. Yeah, yeah.
And then Bree and I went to Alimentari, like a wine bar.
Yeah.
Had dinner and shit. It turns dinner from being like, I don't know, like 100 and something. Like it was $150.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you buy a bottle?
No, I had two glasses and Bree had one. She doesn't like red.
But a glass is like $12, $13.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so you're spending 26 fucking, yeah, another.
13 plus 13, 26.
Yeah, but plus another one. Yeah. I mean, it's expensive. You just bought a full main meal. Bought a main meal.
And we had dessert. Two desserts, like one each, but we shared. So Jesus. Anyway, that was, I didn't want to talk much about food today. but I do have something exciting that I want to talk about.
What? That it's not exciting?
No.
Did you just
feel like I've overhyped it already.
I don't know what it is. You've got your bag here. You got props.
I definitely overhyped it.
You've got props.
Yeah.
Minute. You literally had in your hand, you were hugging your bag and Mason comes over like a good fucking child tending to his drunk father and just says, let me take your bag, Dad.
Yeah. The kid should be working
and
on the
mixer.
No.
Leave
it
to me. He said, no, I've got something in there. It's a prop. That's what he said.
Yeah, so I do have a prop. No, so I was thinking about, I had a good weekend. It was sort of getting things dialed in. In some ways, you know, when you have like a rock bottom weekend.
No. What does this mean? What does dialed in mean? What does rock bottom mean?
Okay, I
mean,
well,
did
the
you
opposite.
Lose your fucking...
I was rock bottom and now I'm dialed in. So rock bottom being like, fuck, I'm like so annoyed. I'm like
at what
putting
personal?
On weight.
Okay, okay. Like, but okay. Yeah. This is a personal audit. You've hit rock bottom personally, not the business has crumbled, but you haven't told me.
I mean, I don't know. You're the CFO. How are we going?
Close.
So on Saturday, that's what I was wondering, Saturdays and Sundays, because I think that they can, and I did go through a point where I'm like, you know what, like I know what I need, and it was to get this bike trainer. I was really proud of myself because I was like working it all out. I'm like, right, $1,500 for the bike trainer, but now I need like clip-in shoes to be able to use it.
Haven't you had all this stuff before?
I haven't had the clip-in shoes. Okay, I never got the clip-in shoes, which I should have had anyway. But I've got the bike, so I was like, but then I had a moment of like clarity where I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to buy all this straight away. I've got the gym membership. Mm. Let's start like using that a little bit. Mm. Let's do walking and running and all that sort of thing. So there was the rock bottom, and then there was a little thing, and then Brie and I did a big shop.
Yeah.
So I got like enough meat. I cooked a big 2 kilo pork shoulder, slow cooked.
Yeah.
With adobo chilies, adobo.
Habanero.
Adobe? No.
Habanero.
Abodi.
Abodi is my son. Abodi.
Aboda. A-B-O-D-E. Abodi?
Anyway, Aboda? You cooked it with chilies.
Yeah. Aboda. Doesn't matter.
This is not a fucking cooking show.
I think I've said it to you before. I never have a problem with this word. Adoba. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, so I did the pork. Mm. I did like this eggplant lasagna thing. I didn't want to make about food. But the one thing that I was thinking is it's August.
Adobo.
Adobo, thank you. What did I say?
Abodi.
Abodi, adobe.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Adobo. Adobo.
Adobo.
Adobo, yeah.
It's very good. It comes in a little can. What have they got it on Google for? What's the price? Abodo.
$3.50 at Woolies.
He fucked it again. No. Adobo.
Adobo. Anyway, so what I've decided is that we're going to call August something as a way of encapsulating what I want August to be for all of us.
What is August for all of us?
For the Gronk Squad, we are going to do our first month of something, and it's called Organized August. Also start updating Asana, guys. That's the first step.
So this is
so very, we're just getting organized.
Getting organized. So then,
what did you think when I said organized August?
Yeah, I was expecting a word starting with A.
Yeah.
No.
All in August.
Yeah.
All in August. No, organized.
But
August.
But hang on.
It still sounds like. Or go on.
The point of this is
to get organized.
What aren't we? What aren't we organized?
Don't you feel a bit disorganized?
Oh, only in a few areas. I mean, I've got everything else dialed in. Sorry. Pretty organized. Did food prep.
Well,
last
so what? What I'm going to read in the next couple of days as preparation is
what's this? What's this network marketing book?
No, it's not network marketing. This is David Allen's Getting Things Done. It's a
Getting
famous
Things
book.
Done. This if there's a guy that looks like he gets shit done, it's this dude.
Yeah, David Allen. I reckon we could get him on the podcast.
The Art of Stress-Free Productivity, national bestseller, David Allen, author of Ready for Anything and Making It All Work, personal productivity guru, Fast Company. Interesting. So when did you get this book?
I've had it for years.
And so...
So I sort of started doing it roughly. What are you looking at, 97? Christ.
No, I'm just going through some of the photos on Google Images, just of his... methodology and stuff.
Yeah, what do you say?
There was a flow chart with a bunch of steps and yes and no's and
This is just one thing that he's highlighted. Brainstorming keys. Many techniques can be used to facilitate brainstorming and out of the box thinking. The basic principles, however, can be summed up as followed. Don't judge, challenge, evaluate, or criticize. Go for quantity, not quality. Put analysis and organization in the background. Anyway, No, so I like good. It. So you're going to read that.
Yes,
I just don't know how it feeds into us. I mean, the buy-in needs, like, if we're going to do a
month. So I think we do every, so for instance, first step, we're going to start before August as a way of getting it sort of dialed in. Clean your bags. Everyone go through your bag and clean it today.
I don't even know if I have a bag.
Like a backpack?
Yes.
I don't have
When was the last time you cleaned your backpack?
I don't have a backpack.
Mine's okay. Clean as.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you saw my bag. I had undies and socks and stuff.
Did you?
I mean, I'm searching for an SSD in there, and there's just like undies and socks. Oh, just
they're all clean.
Where are you? Why? What are you doing?
They're clean.
Them?
I had it as an option of like
just in case you shit yourself at the office. Yeah.
No, I had it because I'm never one to really change that much, and so part of it, what I was trying to work out. So people seem to like they exercise and then they get fully changed.
But what are you talking about? You don't exercise?
When I walk with Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you come in those despicable tracksuits, tracksuit pants.
Yeah, poor Pete.
Oh, my God. What don't you like about those tracksuits? I wouldn't want to be seen walking with a guy that wears those.
What do you mean? They're ANS
fucking
color.
One hot minute or that hot piping hot. They look like you've bought them from...
Are you kidding me?
An op shop.
They're minimal. They're ANS color. I wouldn't be surprised if 3D Deal has
hand,
some.
They were fifth hand by the time you got them. Full on, huh? Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
They're so
Do
shit.
Do you really think?
They're actually some of the most...
Is it because they're
poor
not...
Poor fashion.
I'm saying. Dill, do you have any of these?
Any what? Any of the ANS color sweats? How, no, forget okay. that.
How old are they though?
Like 3 months. They, I only just got them.
Oh, God,
like,
you got them from the seconds bin, didn't you?
are they cuffed at the bottom or is it just straight-legged?
He fucking shops with his mum once and he starts asking these questions.
No, but that's a serious question.
Are they just straight-legged or do they have like a...
Cuff. Yeah, they've got the thing at the bottom.
Do they?
Is they?
Yeah.
They look
I
like
they
drop.
Straight-legged.
No, I think they just drop.
I'm pretty sure.
I think they look like this guy dressed you.
We might want to have David Allen on the show.
No, but dude, you fucking... Look like a traveling doctor. That's nothing. Like, it's just his fashion.
Yeah.
Craig Harper wears cargo pants 24/7. I'm just pointing it at you. Can't fucking deny the facts.
Yeah. So, no, clean your bag. So, you're all saying you've done it already.
I don't have a bag.
What about meal prep?
Well, I do it.
Yeah. And so, we're yesterday. Working through all the things. And so, you can tick that one.
Okay.
This is all stuff that we do, though. Yeah. And you don't.
Yeah, this is the thing. We need it. If we want to do a month, if you want to spring a month on us, I think. It has to be a month that we're collectively interested in doing it. Because I don't think the organized...
So you don't want to get organized. That's what you're saying. Because if you guys don't do it, I'm not doing it.
But then that means we're currently organized to some degree in our own personal lives. But then you're going to leave yourself.
What about your phone apps? Is everyone organized with their phone apps? Let me have a look at your phone.
Yeah, sure. I'll open it up for you.
Let's see how many...
But then now you're talking about minimalism. Now you're talking about...
Nah, I'm talking about being organized.
But what does organized mean?
Oh, it's so disorganized.
To say that it's unorganized, right. You're saying that I'm unorganized. But
when was the last time you used the O-Bike app?
You can delete that, thanks.
All right, let's go through these.
It's like, this
What's
is,
Meta? Why do you have Meta Remove?
Because I wanted to up. Sometimes you can. There was a period of time where Instagram was fucking pushing shit to the bottom because it had the meta data from ages ago. And so you could remove metadata and it'll push it to the top of the 24. No, yeah, you can delete it. It's all good.
What about the Virgin Australia Entertainment app?
I mean, in case we go flying with them.
Okay.
I think I got that when I went to, I flew Qantas.
Instax Share?
Mm. InstaX. No, we need that.
That's for the printing of the Polaroids. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't delete that.
KFC?
But I mean, you're just doing what I do on a plane. I just do this when I'm on a plane.
Well, be organized.
I just delete shit. I go through, delete photos that
face
I don't want.
Face juggler.
Face juggler. Mate, how do you think
You've
I got Seth Godin?
You've got an app called Organizer.
I think
what does Organizer do?
It's a part of the Apple.
No, it's Eventbrite.
Oh, yeah. So Eventbrite, when you
to be able to
are running
an event.
They've created a separate app for the back end. Actually running the event.
But you can see what I'm saying.
This Bitly, is digital minimalism. I've watched your video, mate. It's on YouTube. Got about 70,000 views.
Yeah.
Surprising.
But my point is...
digital minimalism.
Coming from Josh. How's your phone going? Did you clear it out on the weekend?
No, I haven't yet because I'm trying to do it all together.
But here's the thing. I don't know if we need to do it together, to get organized together. There's a few...
I'm way cleaner than TJ is. I've only got like three screens.
But I don't know what, like, are you saying that my this is the thing. My unorganized phone is doing something to my life because it's not doing anything to my life. Mm. I don't ever think about it and I delete them every now and then. This is the thing. You got to look at what you're doing and what you think it will do for you.
Sure. And so you meditate. Maybe you wouldn't have to meditate so much if you had
I'll meditate less every day regardless. I don't care if I got – I'm not dropping a meditation just because I've got a few less apps. It's not how it works, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
And so what things do you guys need to do to get organized? In all seriousness, a bit of self-reflection for a moment. It can be hard for this team. Mr. Avocado, Mr. Oreo. Yeah. Mr. Fashion.
Mr. Fashion.
What are you?
I'm fucking Mr. Mess. What's one thing? Self-reflection. What do you want to get organized in August?
I'm not saying I want to be a part of it, but I did a bit of a Marie Kondo on my house. But
why did you use it?
I don't know. Spanish. It's less racist than being doing a Japanese accent. I'll go Spanish. I won't get in trouble. Anyway, I did that on my house, but because I'm thinking about moving and we're trying to get a place, I'm in that mindset of going, I can't wait till I've got a bigger house. You know, like this shit, like I'm going to throw out so much shit. So you start getting annoyed at the smallness of
your
current home because you know you're going to be going to a place. And I'm not even saying I want more room to put more stuff away. I'm saying I just want a fucking towel cupboard that isn't a thing of drawers in our fucking bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's at that point, it's a luxury. Closet. It's like, I just want a linen closet. How much can a man ask? You know, it's all I want. So my thing is I've got a bunch of shit I want to throw out at home. I want to get my.
But isn't that just minimalism?
Mate, you're the one making us do this. You just said go around and say it for yourself. I know,
but my point is you criticize me because you're saying
I'm not looking to make a month of it. I can do it in a day done.
If you can do it in a day, why haven't you done it yet?
Because I've got other shit I've got to do.
Okay. Well, this is the whole point of the month.
I've got to attend to Bodhi who ripped off his nappy and pissed in his bed last night and slept in it. Oh. You want to come over
and be happy about you talking about that?
Sure. He's got no say.
97, what do you want to get organized with?
Probably my nighttime routine.
Okay.
What is it currently?
I've just been at Jace's house. I've been going to bed like 11 o'clock. I need to dial
naughty?
That. Yeah, a bit naughty.
Do you have a TV in your room?
No.
Do you want to get to Betty Buys?
10. I was what was that?
I mean, you roll into work about 9:30.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the morning?
Did I wake up like 7?
Wake up 7.
Smoothie, shower,
shit, shave, shoe shine.
Yeah. Well, no, I was listening to the long and the short of it, and I was just going through like the back catalogue, and there was one on like nighttime routines, and it just Pete didn't realize he had a nighttime routine, and then he started like talking about it, and he realized he had one.
Don't use our platform to fucking talk about Pete's show. The whole.
what's your nighttime routine now? Run us through it just quickly.
Well, usually like it's usually literally just brush my teeth, shower, then bed. But ideally, I'd like to start flossing a bit more. And I was watching a video on anchoring habits. This is literally something that you do as well.
Is this Diavella?
Nah. Oh, actually, no. I did watch Diavella's and then I got like inspired and then I watched like another video of this TED talk.
I feel like flossing hasn't taken off in Australia.
The dentist recommends
You'd never say that about water. No. It's not about taking off. It's about fucking just flossing.
How often do you floss?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Would you do that as part of organized August?
So, one of the things that could work is actually buying those picks that have like just one
bit.
You
have to throw them away every like week.
What do you do What do you do with your shit fashion that you buy?
What do you mean?
Where do you throw it?
Wear it for 2 years.
You got me. Fuck. Yeah. Trying to look
no, out. But if you think you have he's, to throw
he's
those
beating the
away.
Fast fashion system.
He takes fast fashion and uses it for years. Anyway, then get the floss, you lazy prick.
Yeah, I've literally got it. It's sitting right next to my toothbrush.
So how about this? You cut 70 strands of it so it's the perfect length and then you have that ready to go. So they're just one. So you don't have to – you're removing the small bit of time where you pull it out and then you go
– Sounds like horrendous.
No, I'm just trying to work out how
so
you
where
can
does
he keep optimize
it? Where does he keep the string?
Right next to the toothbrush.
But if you've unraveled the whole 70
of them, yeah.
That's fine. Just put it in a drawer.
No,
somewhere.
I think that's silly.
Somewhere. What's your problem? Why aren't you flossing then?
Yeah, what is the deal?
I don't know. You just forget it. You just don't do it. You just can't be bothered.
Do you use
it's like one brushing your teeth. I mean, it's a habit, but it's like, oh, I just can't be bothered brushing my teeth. Yep. But then, so then you go to flossing, and flossing is like, I really can't be bothered doing that.
I probably have once every 2 weeks or something where, especially like on a Saturday night, I won't brush. I've had a couple of wines, and red wine. You should be definitely like that's the one you should be brushing your teeth. But there is something very indulgent about, you know what, I'm not going to brush my teeth.
Oh, it's old school naughty.
Yeah.
Old school just feeling.
It's even extra old school naughty when Bree says, have you brushed it? She's brushing her teeth. Have you brushed your teeth?
Yeah.
And I'm just like half pissed. Nah.
When you're in bed and you've been watching a movie or something. Yeah, I know what you mean.
If only I could watch a movie.
Nick, you've got a laptop.
My fucking i9 will burn fucking hole in my.
It will.
So I like that one.
Dialing that in and then meditation as well.
Floss. It shows how much he's got together when he's focused. Don't you think that if anyone?
But it's anchoring that to toothbrushing, and then I want to go to bed.
So you're saying you're not
well.
Brushing your teeth?
No, I am brushing my teeth. I'm just not flossing.
And why are you going to bed at 11? What are you doing? Staying up?
What's happening between 10 and 11?
On the pooter. On the computer.
Nah, last night we were cooking food and then we watched Narcos.
Okay.
So.
What did you cook?
Andre cooked a pesto chicken and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cooked a butter chicken curry.
Cute. Three to deal. What do you... I mean, I can't
for organized
to get organized.
I mean, you're just picking something to
organized
optimize.
August.
I'd like to get organized around like just a simple fitness routine I can do before I go back home, so I don't go back huge.
Are you worried that potentially you've put on weight since you've been?
I know
away?
I've put on weight, but
I wonder what it could have been. It's not the tip peanut butter, is it?
Yeah.
Or every time you see food, eating it so I don't eat it. That's
no,
a problem.
When I was in Geelong over the weekend, Georgia and her friend and I, we went out on a 20K run in the morning. And
20Ks?
Yeah, we left at 6:30.
That's huge.
Are you saying you did that?
I rode on the bike behind them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring proper running shoes.
You realize if you just left it at that point,
we would have thought you did
it.
Because
I used to do it when I was in school, but since I've been here, I haven't. So it's something that I'd like to get organized around, just a simple, obviously not 20K because it's a bit ridiculous.
Mm. I reckon the name of the month is not organized.
Yeah.
It's optimized.
Yes.
Optimized August.
It doesn't have to be an O. I think that's one thing that we sort of worked out with.
No, I know, but you're pushing.
Optimized August. It
doesn't
just
because it's not about
like
organized. I don't think
August.
It's organized. I don't think it's about organization.
Or. Pick an or word.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's yours?
I'll do mine tonight and then the month's done. We haven't even, we're not, we're still a couple of days away from August.
No, well, so we'll do,
this is why
I'll write a whole list of things. There's heaps.
There's heaps of business things to get.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you three things off the top of my head right now. Washing. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Doing what? Like getting washing dialed in. Have you got it fully dialed in? Do you? When do you do washing?
Are you saying
when do you do
building a habit?
When do you do? Just get organized. When do you do your washing?
I don't do the washing.
There we go. Let's get organized.
I think where you need to start, just like the fitness journey, is you, dude.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You
but
need
we're doing
to do
it. We're doing it as a team.
The first time we've heard about this is today on this show.
And you don't like it.
I don't know if there's much payoff. It's not like, it's like.
Well, I think it needs is 2 minutes of every show. Where he said,
no, I don't think
did you do your washing last night?
That does not deserve 2 minutes of fucking show.
2 minutes.
At all.
How about hi@thedailytalkshow.com?
I like the competition stuff though.
If anyone wants to join in with organized August.
No, but we don't know what it is, so unfortunately. Oh,
what
just
do you mean?
Organizing. It's not clear. It's not like there's no.
What else do you need? What would give you clarity?
It needs some kind of end goal. It needs like a collective result, something like that. So it's like Joe Rogan does Sober October with a bunch of dudes and they pick a fitness thing and they, you know, so it's like you clearly see who's the winner. There's stuff, it's, you know, there's something at stake. They're all sort of trying to be their best selves for a month. And so it makes sense. This is what I'm saying. There's not much like, it's like, did you do your washing? Nah.
What's it? Oh, how about
you
this?
Can do
all right,
it.
I've got an A word that goes with August.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Accountability August.
That's horrible. Accountability August.
Well, if your criticism is in that, well, I know 97's got an issue with organized being a fucking O word. I don't know. So we're not doing any of it?
I think we go back to the drawing board and we
I think actually I should still do it.
You still do it? I never said, well, no one, none of us said that you shouldn't do it.
You told me you don't think I should get organized, basically, is what you said. We got a review, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that on Apple Podcasts?
I got a message saying that my feed didn't pull it in.
So this is where you're bringing to us that you've been so unorganized.
Yeah.
When is it unorganized versus disorganized?
Disorganized. It's probably disorganized.
I think it's unorganized.
Can we do either gear way, with the Vegemite sock yet?
You fucked it. Nah, because I haven't seen it come out yet.
When the video of Vegemite's socks, when they release a video.
Well, they're doing a promotional video and we shot it for them.
Yeah.
And it's sock puppets. And so we'll find it on there.
And when it's
media,
online and then you
we'll
can,
have him
you,
on the show.
We've got the puppet.
We'll have the puppet on the show.
Quality shepherding content.
Lovely.
13 hours ago from Juliana. The Apple Podcast review names are always.
Where is it? Oh, jeez. When do you put that in? Like, when does that happen?
I think people like put it in the first time they've ever left an app review.
Yeah. And they're just fucking around. Yeah. They don't think it's going to stay. Yeah.
A great podcast for those wanting to hear someone bang on about Shepparton more than their grandparents who actually live there, cry face. Love the bants and dynamic from this fabulous duo. Mr. 97 and 3D Dill don't hurt the eyes either. Don't ever want to miss a day's podcast for fear of missing out.
Thanks, Juliana. Na.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think we've mentioned the word the S word today. You've mentioned it because you read it, but we haven't mentioned
Shepparton,
it.
Yeah.
There's another one. I'm not going to mention it.
So
got
you've
20
got
mentions last week.
That's quite intense. Anything else, guys, that we need to.
Any other admin?
You know Dill's post last night?
Oh, yes, the Gronk one. Yeah.
You cooked it.
Which one?
Is it because he used an apostrophe?
No. You missed an episode.
Oh, no.
Someone didn't transcript.
Here we go.
It's not Blame Monday.
Hang on. Here we go. It is Blame Monday.
Oh, here we go.
We can delete it.
Episode 401, I believe, is not transcripted in our database.
Oh, it's on the website.
97 is accountable.
Accountable August. Keep it for next month, Dill. It's a daily talk show. If you've listened this far, take a screen grab, put it on Instagram, say something nice. We regram it.
Yeah.
It's a big circle jerk that we all take a part in, which is called social media. And we enjoy it and it makes us feel good.
Yeah.
We don't let it enter us as in an ego sort of trip. It's just something that we all do.
Yeah. So and don't leave your Oreos around because fucking Dill will steal
them.
He will.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys, which is Tuesday.
See you guys.
Bye.